Praying the Holy Rosary, devotion to the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the miracle of the Sun in Fatima, and so much more will be discussed at the upcoming Marian Retreat at Holy Rosary Parish in Portland on Saturday, October 9th. I'm Aaron Earhart from Mater Dei Radio, and joining us to talk about the retreat day is the retreat master, Father Wolfgang Seitz. Father Seitz is a member of the Order of Canons Regular of the Holy Cross and Opus Sanctorum Angelorum. Father, thank you so much for taking the time to join the Morning Blend today.
Thank you very much for having me in the program.
Father, would you mind telling us a little bit about your vocation, the Order of the Canons Regular of the Holy Cross, and what is Opus Sanctorum Angelorum?
So by myself, I was born in Germany, and I entered my order, the Order of Canons Regular of the Holy Cross, in 1993 in Austria in our mother house, St. Petersburg. And I had my novitiate in Portugal, in Braga, and was also visiting Fatima at that time. And my studies are made in Brazil, Anápolis, Brazil, where there's the Order Seminary. So everybody normally who enters the Order worldwide goes to Brazil to study there. And then since 2002, after my ordination, I'm working here in the United States. So we have here one monastery in the United States, in Ohio, in the Steubenville Diocese. It's a St. Gabriel Monastery. Then about the order goes back to 1131, so it's a medieval order, and the name or the title is the Order of Canons Regular of the Holy Cross. And to make a long story short, the order was suppressed by the secular state of Portugal in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And it was then restored by John Paul II in 1979. And it was at the initiative of members of the Opus Sanctorum Angelorum and of the Portuguese bishops. So the Opus Angelorum is now under the overall direction of the Order of Canons Regular of the Holy Cross. We can say that's our apostolate towards the outside.
Thank you, Father. I'm speaking with Father Wolfgang Seitz, Order of the Canons Regular of the Holy Cross and Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, and Retreat Master for the upcoming Marian Retreat at Holy Rosary Parish on Saturday, October 9th. Father, would you mind giving our listeners a little bit of a preview of some of the topics that will be covered at this day-long retreat?
Yeah, I will start chronologically. So the first in Fatima were the apparitions of the Angel of Fatima, so the Angel of Peace. So I will talk about the three apparitions of the angels in 1916. There were actually also three apparitions in 1915, but the main apparition to the three seers were 1916. So we'll talk about the three apparitions. The first was basically the angel taught in prayer. The second was about sacrifice, and the third was then communion of reparation. And it will also then link the apparitions and the words and the effects on the children, also to the role of our Holy Guardian Angel in our own lives.
Great. And I believe you also have two upcoming Opus Angelorum retreats at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House in Beaverton later in October. Would you mind giving our listeners a little bit of a preview of those retreats that you have coming up as well?
Yeah, we are going to Portland, Oregon, to Our Lady of Peace at least for 20 years. So we have every year at least one retreat there. Mm. Since 5-6 years, because of the number of retreatants, we had to increase to two retreats. And these are silent retreats from Thursday evening through Sunday. The format is usually on Thursday evening. We begin with the Passio Domini devotion to the Passion of our Lord. This is the center in our order, also in the center of the Opus Sanctorum Angelorum. And then on Friday, we have also the devotion to Passion from 12 to 3. And then, of course, there's Holy Mass, Adoration, Confession, Rosary, Station of the Cross on Friday. And, yeah, usually we are two priests because of the number of attendants and also because of spiritual direction. So usually people, they expect spiritual direction. So it's a four-day retreat, a very intense spiritual experience for our members usually. But everybody is welcome, not just members. Everybody who wants to grow in the spiritual life is welcome to this retreat.
Father, going back to Fatima, what would be one of the key things that you would want somebody to learn at the day-long retreat upcoming at Holy Rosary?
Yeah, we are living in a very difficult time. So right now we have a pandemic. We have, a lot of challenges socially. Also, many Catholics are afraid or worried about socialism. And when you look back to the time of when the children had the apparitions, there was a war, the First World War, there was a pandemic right after from 1918 to 1920. So in many ways, it's very comparable to our own time. And today we get very worried about all kinds of things. We make political statements, we criticize the church, we criticize the politicians and so on. And we can learn from Fatima that this will not lead us anywhere, this criticism. Our Lady gave us the remedy, and that is prayer and sacrifice and communion of reparation. So our own conversion, Our Lady asked us to pray daily the rosary, to do the five first Saturdays. Of course, this is only the beginning of devotion to the Immaculate Heart. But it means really that we embrace this devotion to the Immaculate Heart. This is what Our Lady of Fatima asked us. And then she said, then there will be peace. And the apparitions of the angel, they go in the same direction. So Our Lady, she doesn't look at all around all these problems and wars and threats, apparent threats what we experience. But she says, look how you can remedy. For us, it's really, it's all in our own hands. If we convert with Catholics, we can change the world. Pius XI also said, if I would get a host of faithful who they pray daily the rosary, I would surely conquer the world. And we know that from the past, from the history, that when we converted, we prayed the rosary, we devoted to the Eucharist and to the Blessed Mother, then things can change and we can avoid wars, we can avoid threats to our liberty, to our freedom and so on. So Our Lady, she gives us the remedy, and because the messages were not heard for Our Lady, therefore we got into World War II and we get in all the other problems with socialism and communism that is again increasing in the whole world. So Our Lady gives us the medicine, the remedy to overcome these evils in the world.
He's Father Wolfgang Seitz, Retreat Master for the Marian Retreat Day at Holy Rosary Parish on Saturday, October 9th. Father, before we go, would you mind leading us in a prayer and your blessing?
Yeah, let's pray the prayer of the Angel of Fatima. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. Through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, all the angels and saints, may the Mother God bless you, protect you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
You're welcome.
That's Father Wolfgang Seitz of the Order of Canons Regular of the Holy Cross and Opus Sanctorum Angelorum and Retreat Master for the upcoming Marian Retreat Day at Holy Rosary Parish on October 9th. I will make sure to have links available for more information and to register on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.